Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Carmelo Anthony is a Rocket. It's official, Rich.
It's a done deal.
Did you feel the tremor in the force when the pen hit the paper earlier today with Carmelo? Did it feel different?
No.
At about noon today?
Fait accompli is the word that comes to mind, Sean. We knew this day was coming. There's no real drama involved, although it's obviously a big day in terms of, you know, Daryl Morey chasing this future Hall of Famer for a few seasons now, and now finally getting it done, and getting it done at a bargain basement price. And, you know, people are resuscitating the quotes from Carmelo when he was still a member of the Thunder, saying he has no interest in coming off the bench. We'll probably have the audio at some point. Not here to toss to it right now. Not able to toss to it right now. But D'Antoni essentially said today, we've talked about it. He's okay with it. It's not an issue.
Okay with coming off
the bench. D'Antoni specifically addressed Carmelo being open to coming off the bench. And that's really the only significant question I think there is moving forward with this acquisition.
Okay.
Because if he was going to, you know, be a big baby and insist on starting, which I believe I read, and I'm going to double check this.
Yeah.
Has he never come off the bench in his entire career?
Well, he came off the bench in OKC for a while.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's the thing, Rich. It's all well and good that Mike D'Antoni says it.
Yeah.
I want
Sean. He has started every game he's played in the NBA his entire career.
Okay, well then the postseason, then he may have come off the bench.
1,054 starts, 1,054 games.
Okay, then I'm thinking of the postseason. I think he came off the bench possibly. I thought he did. Maybe it was just a reduced role and he just wasn't in there.
Okay.
I want to see Carmelo Anthony say that he's okay coming off the bench. It's nice that Mike D'Antoni's saying it. I want to see Carmelo Anthony say it. I want to see his lips move and say, I'm okay with it.
I understand what you're saying.
I want to see in a press conference.
Cheek.
It's like Tony Soprano, Rich. Right. You can't just nod your head. No, I want to hear you say it.
Right. What you're saying is tongue in cheek because obviously D'Antoni doesn't say it unless they've already had the conversation.
No, I get it. I know they've had the conversation.
Right.
I want to
see. So there's no way D'Antoni says it unless it's already been gone over and is very clear to both sides.
Right. But I feel like there are still some trust factors with Carmelo Anthony that we are all kind of reconciling here. And I've been pro Carmelo from the get-go. I've been advocating for this move since before OKC cut him. I've been saying, like, this is how I want it to play out. I want OKC to cut him so the Rockets can sign him for the minimum. Yeah. So I'm getting what I wanted, but I want to hear Carmelo Anthony say that he's okay with
it.
Well,
you probably
I'm not joking about it.
You probably really want to hear it because he has played in 72 playoff games and he has started 72 playoff games.
Well, I thought he came off the bench.
So he has never in his professional career experienced coming off the bench.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Okay, so the OKC media was asking him about that without him ever having come off the bench before.
Ever.
Okay. Well, that's
that's interesting.
Maybe I'm projecting the fact that he was stapled to the bench.
Well, you have extra reason now to want to hear it from him, knowing that.
Yeah, now that he's never come off the bench.
Right.
And he can't nod his head either. If you're in the media and you're at that press conference, you have to go, no, I want to hear you say it.
Say the words.
I am okay with coming off the bench. He should be okay with coming off the bench.
Of course.
So he can slaughter some second teamers out there? Why not?
And honestly?
And you're going to be out there with either Chris Paul or James Harden at all times.
Yeah, doesn't it feel like he'll probably start with P.J. Tucker in the front court? I mean, why would he come off the bench? What's the biggest compelling reason other than, you know, a hired gun, instant offense, second unit?
Yeah, I think he can attack a second unit better than he may be able to attack teams first. Look, against 27 of the 30 teams, none of this is going to matter. They're just going to be better than all of those teams.
Right.
Really, all we're talking about is how do you attack Golden State? How do you deploy Carmelo Anthony in a Golden State series? And I think coming off the bench might be the way to do it. I don't know. I need to think that through. But that's the only team, you know, them and Boston and maybe the Lakers, if LeBron is able to kind of get that thing moving in the right direction, those are the only teams that matter. The rest of it, Carmelo Anthony could play with one hand tied behind his back, and you're still going to win 85% of those games. So, wow, that's crazy. I thought he had come off
the
bench,
Rich.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at their roster. Who's going to start at the three if it's not Carmelo? James Ennis?
Yes, James Ennis. That would be who starts at the three. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.